Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
He's holding on. He's going great against us. Good at centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar sports byline in SB Nation Studios in San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am Johnny Taco. And for the next hour, we'll talk a little smack, we'll talk some sports, we'll have some fun. We've got open phone lines around the planet as well. You can join us, be part of the show, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free text line. This is hot. This is hot for Saturday nights, late Saturday nights. You know why? Because people get drunk, got a few drinks, don't want to act like a fool on the radio. But if they text their question in or their comment in, guess what? No guilt, no problems. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The NFL is hot and happening. Well, straight up, next up on Sports Byline and SB Nation, we're talking Dom's Diner. That's right, Dom's Diner on the Taco Man Radio Show.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to another edition of Dom's Diner. Have yourself a seat. Grab a Coke, Pepsi, whatever your beverage of choice is. Let's get to this. I got some great winners, losers, everything. The best of the week in sports. Let's hop right into it and start off with some...
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
All right, so my first winner is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is a small forward for the Milwaukee Bucks. The man who does it all became just a 20th player in NBA history last year to lead his team in points, rebounds, blocks, assists, and steals. Absolutely fantastic, super well-rounded. Ever since he's been in the league, it's always been about what is his ceiling. It's almost limitless. The potential is there. He can do anything. He just needs to learn how to shoot. Well, so far, through the first five games of the NBA season, Giannis is averaging 35 points, 10.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Milwaukee Bucks are 3-2. Giannis, according to Vegas, is the actual favorite to win MVP now, so... Giannis Antetokounmpo, I know it's early, only 5 games, but he's doing big things, starting to live up to all of that potential and hype that was placed upon him upon entering the NBA. My second winner, the Vegas Golden Knights. Who? That's right, they're the new NHL expansion team in their first season in the NHL, the first professional sports team to call Vegas their home. So, expansion team, right? They've got to be bad. Well, you'd be mistaken. So far, the Vegas Golden Knights, 8-1-0, 16 points, second in their division, and a plus 19 goal differential in their first 9 games. I don't know what the rest of the season's going to hold for the Vegas Golden Knights, but I'll tell you this. I don't think the NHL or Vegas could have asked for a better start. 8-1-0, second place in the division. Absolutely fantastic stuff from the Vegas Golden Knights. They are my second winners. And lastly, my third winners. We've heard their name before here at the diner. They're starting to become regulars just like I hope you are. Manchester City, English Premier League, Today, they won yet again. They set a record for the most points in the Premier League through the first 10 games. And here is how they did it. They are 9-1-0. 9 wins, 1 draw, no losses for 28 points and a plus 29 goal differential. They're almost outscoring their opponents by 3 goals per game. And that's just the Premier League. Not including the League Cup. Not including Champions League. Not including any other competition. Just the Premier League. 9-1-0. 9 wins, 1 draw, no losses. Absolutely fantastic start to the 2017 EPL season. And Manchester United has 8 wins, 2 ties, and no losses. And they find themselves 5 points behind Manchester City. Man City, winner number 3 this week. Kudos to you guys. All right, and if those winners didn't satiate your palate, we've got some other great specials. How about some losers? We've got some fantastic losers this week.
Le who? The her.
First off, Houston Astros first baseman Yuli Gurriel suspended the first 5 games of the 2018 regular season for making a racially insensitive gesture that was directed towards Dodgers pitcher Yu Darvish after he hit a home run off Darvish in Game 3 of the World Series. Gurriel returned to the dugout, put his hands to his eyes, and pulled it back a little bit, creating a squinting-like gesture, and said something that was very offensive towards Asian people. Yuli Gurriel, but boy, did he screw this one up, and his apology kind of made things a little bit worse, trying to say, oh, I knew what I did and what I said was going to offend people. I know that they don't like it, referring to Asian people, yet he still did it. So Yuli Gurriel kind of dug his own grave. He got very lucky that he wasn't suspended for any World Series games. The Astros got lucky he wasn't suspended for any World Series games. Yuli Gurriel, loser number 1. Let's keep it moving. Loser number 2 is Cody Bellinger. We'll keep things here in the World Series. Dodgers first baseman / outfielder. He is going to be the National League Rookie of the Year. Hit over 35 home runs. Didn't even play the full season. Was called up once the season got off and rolling. Well, Cody Bellinger not making the impact in the World Series like he did during the regular season, because Cody Bellinger is 0-for-11 with 7 strikeouts through 3 games. Averaging more than 2 strikeouts a game, going about 0-for-4 per game. So if the Dodgers are going to want to turn things back around and pick up a win or 2 in Houston, it's going to have to start with Cody Bellinger. He's going to have to bring the thunder with that bat that he has. But for now, Cody Bellinger is my second loser this week. And my third loser this week are NBA jerseys. Draymond Green's jersey almost completely ripped in half during his scuffle / brawl with Bradley Beal in the Wizards. It tore really bad, and before he was ejected, Draymond had to go get another one. This is not the first time we've seen Nike's NBA jerseys just get destroyed by not a ton of contact or anything. We've seen LeBron James' jersey get ripped by Jaylen Brown when he put his hand and kind of caught him just a little bit on the jersey, so this is at least the third jersey. We saw Tyler Ennis' jersey get pretty badly ripped earlier this season, too. So we've at least 3 ripped jerseys and counting for Nike and the Air New NBA jerseys. And it's only been a couple weeks in the regular season, so they're going to have to figure that one out. And until then, they are my third losers of the week. And if you're looking for something just a little different than losers, I may have the thing. I've got these great... And I hope you'll enjoy it. Charlie Culberson, more World Series, because that's what's huge right now. Charlie Culberson, Dodgers utility player. In the 11th inning of Game 2, Dodgers were down 7-5. Charlie Culberson hit a solo home run to left field. That's awesome. He cut the lead from 2-1. But here's the thing. Charlie Culberson celebrated like he had just hit a walk-off home run. We're talking almost Kirk Gibson-like. Charlie Culberson was rounding the bases, waving his hands all over the place, screaming, just absolutely jacked, hyped. I totally understand his excitement. He hit a home run in extra innings in the World Series at home to put his team down only 1 run. But here was the issue, Charlie. You guys were still down 1 run. You didn't tie it. You didn't take the lead. Actually, you didn't win it. Taking the lead would have resulted in a walk-off. So good job, good effort, Charlie. I appreciate the passion. I'm happy for you as a former Giant minor leaguer. I'm happy for you, but good job, good effort, because your team still lost. All right, I'm out of winners, I'm out of losers, and I'm out of good job, good effort, but I've got one more special on the menu, and that's a little bit of...
Say what?
And my say what this week is Texans owner Bob McNair at a league owners meeting discussing a bunch of different things, rules, revenue, but among other things, they were talking about the players who are kneeling and protesting while the national anthem is playing, and Texans owner Bob McNair said, "We can't let the inmates run the prison." There's so many things wrong with that, but the main thing is that he is equating his players to prisoners, and that the NFL and the owners are the warden of the prison, and we can't let them dictate what to do. Now, he's gone and apologized with what he said, saying he wasn't referring to the players. He was talking about the league taking advantage of the owners, passing things, letting things happen without a majority of the owners' consent. But you know what? It doesn't matter what you meant, because how it came off at a time like this where owners are trying so hard, so desperately to find a happy medium with their players, to completely whiff on that, that's inexcusable. I am sure he didn't mean it. Bob McNair has done some good things with his players, but at the same time, Dwayne Brown, offensive lineman, says, yeah, I've heard him say some other really insensitive things like that too. So I can't put my two cents on it completely without knowing Bob McNair, which I don't. But I'll have to take Dwayne Brown's word for it and say he made another gaffe, and I'm glad he apologized as quickly as he did, because it doesn't reflect well on him or for the Houston Texans. That's all I've got this week. Thank you for coming in and stopping by Dom's Diner, only on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Peace.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Heaven help us.
Yeah, Dom's Diner. What can I say? Dominic Jimenez, the comeback kid of 2017. Took 6 months off of radio and came back. A new idea, a new plan, and man, he's rocking and rolling, of course, here on the Taco Man Radio Show, live in each and every Saturday night. That's 10 p.m. Pacific. I'm on the West Coast, 1 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday morning, right here on the East Coast. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio. Let's talk about the world of combat sports. Of course, the world heavyweight champion. That's right. The greatest fighter on the planet. As far as anybody over 6 foot tall is concerned, man, Anthony Joshua. What more can I say? The 2012 Olympic gold medalist, impressive as he was, he got his nose broken by a headbutt. Listen, I knew the other guy, Mr. Takar, was going to come to cheat because if he didn't cheat, he wasn't going to even make it out of the first or second round. I mean, this was a mismatch. This was like Godzilla taking on a caterpillar, okay? Something like that. Anyway, he was a 40-1 underdog, but he was more like a 400-1 underdog because you have to realize like this. Buster Douglas was a 37 or a 40-1 underdog to Mike Tyson back in the meltdown of 1990. Of course, when he melted down Iron Mike Tyson back in Tokyo, Japan. The big meltdown. Iron Mike turning into aluminum, right? Wow. 40-1 favorite. Mike Tyson goes down to 37-1. A couple people bet Buster Douglas. It closes at that. I think Ron Borges, formerly of the Boston Globe, he bet a grand. He bet a grand at 34 or 35-1. Way to go, Ron. But not too many people did. And I got to tell you that nobody was betting on Mr. Takar today to win this fight. No doubt about it. I think I talked about it before. And I said, if he were to win this fight, I would come on the air and eat two sheets of 8x10-inch white typing paper on the show here. I mean, there was just no way he was going to do it. They ranked him number 3 by the IBF. You got to be kidding. You trying to tell me there's 12 guys on the in the top 15 that are worse than him? Probably not. 35-4-1 now, 27 KOs, stopped in the 10th round. Joshua, 20-0, 20 KOs, a 10th round TKO winner over Carlos Takam. And what can I say? Not all that impressed. But I was impressed with the crowd. 80,000 people packed into a stadium in Cardiff, Wales. 80,000 people. That's making a statement, baby. That is making a statement. He sold 90,000 tickets in Wembley Stadium the last time. I thought he was going to a smaller stadium. I thought he was going like to, you know, maybe a smaller little soccer stadium. But this, good Lord, 80,000 people. You can sell 80,000 tickets, and you are the world heavyweight champion. You will command the attention of the entire world. And he will end up doing that. I think people in the United States will start getting hip to him. They'll realize the guy's a good-looking guy. He's probably going to be off until maybe May of next year with his nose to be healed and things like that. But, you know, look at May or June of next year. He'll come back and he'll then fight Deontay Wilder. Of course, Deontay Wilder, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist out of Mobile, Alabama. That's right. The boxing hotbed that is Mobile. Not. Anyway, Deontay Wilder, 39-0, fought a lot of guys like Scott Cuddy and Pedro Fernandez, guys like that, okay? I mean, not much. Couldn't fight people like the Taco Man. Anyway, he fought a lot of stiffs, 39-0, 38-0, 37 knockouts, something like that. Anyway, I give him his props. I mean, he's a good guy, can fight. He's aggressive. He's rough. He don't come to dance. He comes to fight. He throws. He's an offensive fighter. But Joshua is just like maybe a half inch bigger, an inch bigger, got bigger muscles across the back. And I just happen to think that, of course, he weighed in at 254 pounds. They did the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, and that was a career high for him. But I think the fact that he was fighting Mr. Takam, you know, I mean, come on, man. You know, the guy was, I mean, I don't ever call anybody a stiff or anything like that. I try to stay away from using those words like bum and things like that, but he didn't belong in the ring with Anthony Joshua. Then again, right now, nobody belongs in the ring with Anthony Joshua, I think, in my opinion, because he'll smoke Tyson Fury. If Tyson Fury can ever get away from smoking crack and doing that cocaine that he was doing, of course, I'm hooked on coke. I gotta give up the championship. Why, Tyson? You got a name like Tyson Fury? Why are you giving up the heavyweight championship? Because I'm an emotional basket case and I'm hooked on cocaine. Give me a break. Anyway, he knew Joshua was going to light him up like the White House Christmas tree. And he said, you know, this is just the way it is. I got to tell you, I don't want to fight Anthony Joshua, so I'll find a way to get out of that. And Tyson Fury got out of that. And of course, he is unscathed as far as his record's concerned. But time and time, the time will come for Tyson Fury to come back, maybe at 320 pounds, some crazily obese weight, take on Joshua and get knocked out for a bunch of money in Wembley Stadium in front of 90,000 people. But Carlos Takam, of course, not in the same league as Anthony Joshua, as indicated by my bold statement, willing to eat two sheets of 8x10-inch typing paper on the air, we're here to win. Yeah, right. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The World of Boxing alive and well, of course, in Cuba this week. And I was there. I was there for the World Boxing Organization Congress, of course, the 30th annual event. The WBO, founded by Luis Batista Salas. He was there. I'll interview him maybe next week. We'll have him on the show. He'll talk about the corruption in boxing and the reason why he started the World Boxing Organization. But Cuba, what a place. I mean, athletically, all the world champions and the Olympic champions and guys like that. And if you want to go back in the day, as far as boxing is concerned, I mean, Jose Napoles, Kid Gavilan, of course, Kid Gavilan, master of the bolo punch. I interviewed him and introduced him in 1999 to a Miami Beach crowd. And put it this way, never give a fighter a microphone. It's like giving a child. It's like working with children or animals on TV. Sometimes it doesn't work out. That night didn't work out with Kid Gavilan. And I learned real quickly after that that you do not give unpredictable people microphones. You just don't do it. Anyway, straight up, Cuba was beautiful. I was really intrigued by the education. I just was. I mean, people were like, I won't say they're brilliant, but if people in America are scared of Mexicans, good Lord, don't let the Cubans come over here because they've all got college degrees and they're smart, they're white, they're bright. Wow, look out. Look out for the Cubans, man. I kid you not. They are for real. And if they get into the U.S. of A, they migrate here, man. They'll be snatching a whole lot of jobs because they are qualified. I mean, one of the waitresses in one of the hotels, and she had like she had like a college degree, and I talked to her about it. She says, well, I do this as a second job, and my main job doesn't pay that much, things like that. So jobs are not all that plentiful in Cuba. Good jobs are not all that plentiful. But everybody seems to be happy. Everybody I ran to was happy. I went into a school. I got somebody to walk me into a school. It was an elementary school. I guess these kids were in the sixth grade, and they were practicing reading and reading comprehension, and I was just blown away by it because they were doing stuff both in English and in Spanish. I mean, they were just amazing. Those Cuban kids were amazing. All in all, though, I would have to say of the 33 countries I visited, I was supposed to visit the Bahamas, that Cuba is probably one of the most beautiful places that I've ever been to in this planet. I think the people were kind, but they felt like fish in a fishbowl, and I refrained from taking pictures for the most part because of that, because they felt like, you know, like all of a sudden people are coming with cameras, but they were before, just not Americans, okay, in mass. And they are now, and Americans, you know, being the way they are, you know, us Americans, we ruin all kinds of places. Cancun, Tijuana, Mexicali, Hawaii. Do I need to say any more? No. That's why Colombia and Cuba are still cool. Straight up, the Americans haven't ruined it yet. But spend some time with Bud. Who's Bud? Bud Crawford. I'm talking about Terrence Crawford, the undefeated WBO 140-pound champion. Now he's stepping up. He's going to fight at 147 pounds, and he's ranked number one by the WBO, and he moved Manny Pacquiao to the number one slot. And the Filipinos jumped up at the the Ratings Commission meeting. I think that was on Wednesday. We had it on this big cruise ship, this North Norwegian cruise line ship that we took from Miami to Cuba, and we're supposed to go to the Bahamas, and that didn't happen. We had the Ratings Committee meeting, and that was really, 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 really cool. And I'll tell you why, because you know, you got to watch how guys get rated and they get the records, and they've got the records there and their amateur records and they're pitching resumes and all kinds of stuff back and forth. And it's just sort of cool how the clarity of the World Boxing Organization came into play once again, as it does each and every time the WBO does event. Let me tell you, when you hear this interview with Mr. Salas, and I'll do clips of it next week's show, you understand why he formed the World Boxing Organization and why it stands head and shoulders above the others when it comes to honesty, integrity, and, of course, clarity in the world of professional boxing. Anthony Joshua, still the world heavyweight champion, but we'll see who steps up. Looks like it'll be Deontay Wilder sometimes in 2017. But he was a 40-1 favorite. As I said, should have been a 400-1 favorite. The rematch, almost set. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin. Looks like May 2018, that Cinco de Mayo weekend. Of course, Canelo, king of pay-per-view. Golovkin just glad to go along for the ride. I mean, that was the best thing that could have happened to Golovkin outside of winning, was having that draw, because if he'd have won, the rematch with Canelo probably wouldn't be as much as it was going to be worth, since it was a draw. So I'm more power to him on that. He's not going to get the Lions bulk. He's not going to get the biggest piece of the pie, because Canelo is the pay-per-view attraction. He's the guy that puts butts in the seats, okay? Mr. Golovkin, very talented, but he doesn't put butts in the seats. And if you don't put butts in the seats, baby, what can I say? You're just another has-been. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Golovkin Canelo, May 2018. You are tuned to Johnny Talking is Austria. Of course, this is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check them out, WBOboxing.com, of course, WBO's website, and they're also on Facebook as well. You're tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. My love.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks of camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
Taco Man Radio's got the smorgasbord going, baby. Let's talk about the NFL. Of course, last week I was rocking and rolling. I've told you, this year I've adopted the money line. That's right, the money I made last year beating the point spread, and that was too tedious. It was too crazy. It was too stressful. It was just too much. It was too much for the Taco Man to endure on Sundays. I mean, yikes, the point spreads. When you bet the money line, you don't have to worry about the point spread. You just worry about your team winning. And if your team's going to win by, say they're favored by 10 points, you have to give up 250 to win 150. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. In fact, because two games I got down on big time last week, I got down against the San Francisco 49ers. They got licked like a stamp. I mean, just licked like a stamp. And, of course, New England just blew away their team as well. Those are some teams that, you know, like the Niners were the team in the 80s you wanted to bet with and for. In the 90s as well, some of those seasons. I mean, when they were favored by 11, 12, 13 points, no problem, because they covered. Yeah, right. They ain't covering no more. The 49ers won't cover any spreads, I think, for a long, long time. So as we look at October 29th, of course, Sunday, October 29th, Minnesota, -526, minus 10 points as far as the point spreads concerned against Cleveland. I don't know, 526, a little too much money for me to lay. New Orleans, -450, -9.5 over Chicago at New Orleans. Might be something to look at there. Atlanta and New York Jets, of course. Atlanta, -280. Atlanta, I don't know what's happening to them. -6.5 points on the point spread. As far as Carolina's going to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, -125. As far as the spread's concerned, minus a point. Tampa Bay, minus a point on that one at home. 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, of course. Wow, 1 a.m., 1 p.m. Eastern time, the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are the Philadelphia Eagles. They are -800 as far as the money line is concerned. Over and under is 45. And Philadelphia is a 12.5 point favorite. Well, I'm looking at, I think I would almost want to bet the point spread here over the money line. And I think Las Vegas is listening to the show and they're saying, you know what? The Taco Man's making too much damn money betting the money line here. Let's stack the money line so high that he doesn't want to bet it. And I don't want to bet it. I do not want to bet -800, even though it is the lowly SF 49ers. And I take that back. I'm going to go the -800. In fact, I'm going to go both. I'm going to go with the spread. I'm going to go a big one, one large on Philly and the spread, -12.5. And I'll go -800 as far as the 800 to win 100 bucks. 800 to win 900. I mean, people say to you, it's only 100 bucks. You only walk on 100 bucks. But it's a cinch domino, 100 bucks, I think, even though 8-1 is a lot to lay. Buffalo, -135. Well, Buffalo, of course, not doing all that well. They're not the greatest team in the world, but they are taking on the Oakland Raiders, and they're -2.5 point favorites at Buffalo. The Raiders, hot, cold, hot, cold. What's happening with the Raiders? I don't know. Anyway, the Raiders, I can't believe they're 2.5 point favorites, but they're in Buffalo. Will it be cold? No. In the old days, Buffalo, when O.J. Simpson played there, it was cold. It really used to snow and things like that. Now, of course, the indoor stadiums made football players into sissies to an extent. Cincinnati. Indiana at Cincinnati. Of course, Cincinnati -555 on the money line. Over and under is 42. Cincinnati is a 10.5 point favorite. As far as New England is concerned, and yes, New England, Tom Brady and company, of course, man, he's like King Daddy when it comes to betting, baby. King Daddy, he's playing the L.A. Chargers. You know those lowly guys that invaded L.A. from San Diego? Why did they do that? I mean, they sucked in San Diego. You're going to suck before a bigger market, that's all. Anyway, the L.A. Chargers at New England, this is the bet of the week right here. New England, -350 on the money line, over-under is 48. and the spread is minus 7.5. So I would tell you like this. This is the best money line bet of the week so far. I mean, there's a couple other games, but this is the best without a doubt. Minus 350 on Tom Brady against the lowly L.A. Chargers. Come on. Come on. They can't even get a home. San Diego, L.A., who knows? They're like vagabonds, bunch of gypsies. Anyway, gypsies in the NFL, they're not going to make it in L.A. They're not going to make it in L.A. I think that in 4 or 5 years from now, they'll have to go somewhere else. That Charger football ain't going to catch on in the City Angels. Just ain't going to happen. Anyway, Charger New England, Tom Brady and crew, minus 350. Take it and run with it. Minus 350, Tom Brady tomorrow and the New England Patriots. Seattle minus 280. Of course, Seattle's at home. Houston's coming to town. Houston, of course, a six-point underdog. Probably that seems about right. Seattle seems about right. Seattle's rocking and rolling. Minus 280 is not a bad spread there to lay against Houston. Dallas, minus 125 as far as the money line is concerned. Over and under is 47.5, and they're a point-and-a-half favorite. Okay, so it was a two-point favorite at one point in time, so I guess there's a little money going on in Dallas. On Washington. Dallas is playing Washington. I don't know. We don't mention that the name of the Washington team. They're sort of like Washington of the NFL. That's about it. Anyway, until they change the name, poo-poo on them. Dallas probably going to win tomorrow, even though they seem to be slightly in disarray as far as Ezekiel Elliott's concerned. Pittsburgh. What's happening? Pittsburgh minus 167 on the money line. Over under 45.5, and they're minus 3 as far as the point spread is concerned. At Detroit, the Lions, I thought were going to be hot this year, and they're not. Lions hot, it's not really. Anyway, Monday night, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 on the East Coast. Denver at KC, battle of the AFC, no doubt about that. KC minus 335, over-under is 43, and KC is a minus 7-point favorite. But that one game there, that one game you want to stand out on, you want to bet big. I would want to bet this game big. If I had a big fat wad of cash, and I do, I'm going to throw it on Tom Brady tomorrow on the money line. Minus 350. If he wins by a point, if he wins by 10 points, if he wins by 100 points, I'm a winner. Get it? That's a winning game, winning combination. Tom Brady and minus 350 on the money line. Now, we switch gears. Well, let's talk about, as I said, mentioned, Game 5 of the World Series later today. What can I say? The numbers are good. The Dodgers are in it. They're a big market, you know, so they're going to be drawing decent ratings. But the Astros, not so much. I mean, they really wanted, like, the Yankees and the Dodgers. That's what they really want as far as ratings were concerned. But the Dodgers have evened things up now. They didn't look so good early on, but they've evened things up now, 2-2. Who's going to win the World Series? Well, I always thought the Dodgers were the better team, and I still think they are the better team, no doubt about that. They will win. Beaten 7 games or less, but they will win the 2017 World Series. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live from the city by the bay. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I got a text here. Somebody shot me a text. Not down with me on the, come on, man. I mean, How can you bet against Tom Brady? If you bet with Tom Brady, even the spread and that kind of stuff, you will have very rarely, if ever, lost. What's the beef? You don't like the guy? He's 40 years old now. He's getting old. So what if he's getting old? A 40 or 41-year-old Tom Brady is better than a lot of these other guys at age of 25, 26. Speaking of Colin Kaepernick, other guys, hey, can't get a job. Going to sue the NFL for job discrimination? I think he's got a pitch. I think he's got a case. I mean, think about this. You can't tell me that you go down the rosters of all these NFL teams and there's a better guy, and there's a that Kaepernick's lesser than some of those second string and third string quarterbacks. It just ain't happening. He's obviously being blackballed. I mean, and I'm not the biggest Colin Kaepernick fan. Of course, you know, he called that audible in the Super Bowl, and that cost the 49ers the Super Bowl that year. Of course, he called an audible not once, I think twice. The third and the fourth down play were both audibles, and he failed to get into the end zone both times. Should have gave the ball to Frank Gore. Frank Gore would have got it in there. We knew Frank Gore would have got it in there. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick calling an audible. That was the biggest sin he ever committed as a quarterback, not kneeling down on the sidelines during the national anthem. Because he's not dissing the flag, folks. He's trying to bring attention to the fact there's been some police brutality going on in this country. That's all he's trying to do. The flag has nothing to do with it. He's just trying to get you to notice he's got a cause. That's all. And people are pissed off about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. As I said, Cuba, beautiful place. Went by the home of the former three-time Olympic heavyweight champion, T. Teofilo Stevenson, went by Fidel Castro's mansion. Didn't get to see the president, the current president, Raul Castro. But as I said, I got to go into a school. And people don't get people outsiders don't get to go into schools. But the Taco Man went to a school. And I said, I was just blown away by the structure. And, you know, no knock on American kids. But American kids, I mean, I was an American kid, so I'm not knocking them. I'm really not knocking them, okay? I'm not. But when you see these kids as disciplined as they are and, oh, well, they live in a communist country. No, no, no. Listen, they're loose. You see these kids skipping on their way home. They're having a good time, everything like that. They're normal kids. The only thing is they focus on their education. And the internet isn't the most happening thing there. Phone sex is not happening. Sexting is not happening. Although everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has a smartphone in Cuba. I mean, Cuba's not that far behind the times. They're not. The cars were old. In fact, some guy got ticked off of me because I wanted to take a picture of his 1957 Cadillac Eldorado. I actually got hot about it. I told him, hey, man, you're the only turd I've ran into in this entire country. You are the turd of the day. Can I take your picture? And he turned around. So I wanted to take his picture and expose him as the biggest turd in all of Cuba. Ah, the only turd in Cuba. You are tuned to Sports Byline SB Nation Radio. I am the Taco Man. This is Taco Man Radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885. If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
It's there in the eyes of the children. Yeah, my face is smiling in the windows. You can come on out.
Welcome back to Taco Man Radio. Don't forget we're here each and every Saturday night or Sunday morning, wherever you live in the Continental USA, 10 p.m. Pacific time here on the West Coast, 1 a.m. Eastern time on the East Coast, straight up Taco Man Radio live from the City by the Bay each and every Saturday night or Sunday morning. Hey, got a text here. Alan from Cleveland didn't like Dom's Diner. What are you trying to tell me now? Dominic's like a stand-up comedian? No, Dominic is a comedian and he's entertaining and he's informative. He's one of these talented guys that can do it all. Bottom line is, he's talented. You're not, baby. I'm going to go one more text before I go to the NCAA scores or the NBA scores. It says here, Taco Man, you're not bringing it tonight. What's up with you? I'm bringing it, baby. I just came from Cuba. I'm loving life right now. Things could not be better. I'm not bringing it. Hey, go get it. Go listen to another show if you don't think I'm bringing it. The NBA, of course, let's talk about a couple of the scores going on. The Clippers, the lowly Clippers, lost again. The Detroit Pistons came to town, whooped up on the Clippers, 92-84. They just can't seem to get it together down there, no matter if they play in the Staples Center or not. They just can't get it together. They should probably go back to Anaheim, wherever they were playing before, because they're not working at the Staples Center. The Pelicans, 123-101 over the Cavaliers. That's LeBron losing again. The Rockets came up short to the Grizzlies, 103-89. Another couple of NBA scores today. The Thunder, 101-69 winners over the Bulls. The Bulls just not getting things together, man. Just not getting things together. No doubt about that. 101-69 was a final. No, that game is not in progress. That is a final. I kid you not. In the fourth quarter, the Chicago Bulls scored 16 points. But then again, the Thunder, they only scored 19 points in the fourth quarter to win 101-69. A bit of a rout, but when you only score 16 points and 8 points in the second quarter, 8 points, 4 buckets in the second quarter, the Bulls, they suck. They suck, and they suck real, real, real bad. The Celtics, good old Boston Celtics winner. They were on the road. They beat the Heat 96-90. And I got to tell you, having been to the old Boston Garden, if you've ever been to a place that was spooky, I think Scott Cuddy knows this, but these Boston Garden was as spooky as it comes. But for some reason, the Boston Celtics always found some weird way to win. I mean, it was like the floor, like the place was jinxed against the opposition. I kid you not. The only arena I've ever been in where I thought it was possessed, the old Boston Garden there in the Bean Town, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Sports Byline SB Nation Radio. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I thank you so much for spending some time with me, be it Saturday night, Sunday morning, wherever you live in the entire world. I wish you the very best. If you're listening here in the continental United States on SB Nation or Sports Byline Radio Sports, I welcome you to the Taco Man Radio Show. And if you're listening from abroad, I welcome you as well. Of course, this is Taco Man Radio, live from San Francisco, California.
I had the radio on. I was driving.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Boosler for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
It raises the bar, especially the attention that goes on with it. So we see everything. You know, I'd be sitting up here lying if I didn't say that I didn't see it. But then, and now we're in the finals and everything is just pinpointed. But definitely heard the chatter.
This is Sports Overnight America.
The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold.